This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Check out Bandcamp on Twitter, twitter.com/AdamsBandcamp. Joy 94.9 Bandcamp with Adam, and we're in our final hour of the show. We're lucky to have some special guest co-hosts actually to share this final hour. They've just released their brand new album, Forever So. We've just heard an acoustic track from that, History's Door, especially for us here at Joy. Welcome to Bandcamp, Gideon and Husky from Husky.
Thanks, hey.
Thanks for coming in this afternoon, spending some time with us.
Thanks for having us.
Now, last time we spoke to you, you were sort of a little bit unsure when the album would be out. And about a week after we spoke to you, you were snapped up by Mushroom. So how did that change things for you guys?
Well, it changed things a lot. I think when you're recording an album and doing it independently, there are a lot of things about putting out a record that perhaps you don't know and haven't done before. So having that team on board has helped a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, finally the record's out. And we're excited about that.
Was it a big celebration when the album was actually out last Friday?
You know, we marked the occasion. We got together with the boys in the band and spent some time and reflected a little bit on the year, you know, on the year gone by. And
it's a funny thing because you know you wait all this time for it to happen. You look forward to it for so long, and then the day comes and you wake up and it's almost like you're expecting something to occur, like fireworks or something. I don't know why.
Oh, there were no fireworks.
But nothing happened. No, it was just like, okay, the record's out there and people can buy it and people can listen to it. And, you know, all those songs and all that hard work we did, you know, people can now hopefully enjoy, hopefully.
Yeah, yeah. There's been some great industry feedback around the album, but how has it been? I mean, fans with Facebook and Twitter and all that aren't afraid to tell you how they feel about an album. How's that feedback been?
Yeah, it's great. As you say, with Facebook and all the social media and that sort of thing, it's you get the feedback instantly, and you can check it at any time, and it's really beautiful to be able to have that contact with your fans and see if they're digging what you're doing or not.
Excellent. Now, you're going to stick around for a bit. We're going to play some tracks that you brought in as well, your top five favourite tracks. So we'll be getting into those pretty soon. But I thought it might be nice to hear another track off the album. So I'll leave it up to you guys. Which one do you want to hear?
What about Tidal Wave?
Tidal Wave.
First song. Excellent. You're on Joy 94.9 with Adam and special guest co-host Husky. You're on Joy 94.9. Joy 94.9, Husky with Tidal Wave here on Bandcamp with Adam. And they're in the studio with the Sasavo co-hosting for the hour with some of their favourite tracks. And we're going to get into those pretty shortly. But guys, I wanted to talk about your live performances because I was lucky enough to check you guys out at Kimbra. And you've managed to get quite a few awesome support slots. What are the highlights been for you this year touring-wise?
Well, they've all been great. We've had some amazing tours. The latest one, you know, I suppose with Gautier was a big highlight for sure.
Yeah.
Him and his band put on a great show, and it was awesome to be sharing that stage with them and opening up for them. That was a highlight for me.
Absolutely, yeah. With the Gautier show, very particular about that, about how they reproduce their record. Pretty inspiring to see the extent to which they go to really, you know, perfect the sounds of his record.
Yeah,
so that's pretty great to watch.
Yeah. Excellent. And the crowd fully into History's Door when you guys played that. It was great to see everyone singing along and having a bit of a jig.
Yes,
jig to that.
It is good. You know, that's the song I suppose that people know.
Yeah,
it's been around. It's been on the airwaves for a little while now. It's been on the radio, and it's always fun to play that one because people recognize it, and people like to hear songs they recognize, you know.
Exactly.
So that's fun, and I suppose now that the record's out there, hopefully people get to know a few more songs, and in the coming months when we play shows, perhaps they'll get excited for some other songs too.
That's right. Yeah, you're kicking off a national tour on November 6th in Hobart. You end up in Brisbane on December the 2nd. You'll be here in Melbourne November 24th at the Corner Hotel. But we'll remind everyone a little bit closer because that's pretty far away for in terms of gigs. But that pretty much takes you up till Christmas then. Do you guys get to have a break over Christmas, or will it be full on lots of promo for the album?
Oh, we'll have a little bit of time off after the tour, but then we'll get straight back into it with festivals and the rest. So, but that's great. That's what we want to ultimately. That's what we like doing.
No holidays for us yet.
No holidays.
It's way too early.
That's good. Good to be busy though. Yeah.
Great to be busy.
For those who don't know too much about the making of the album, we discussed it briefly last time we spoke to you. But can you refresh our minds a little and tell us about where it was recorded? Because it's a bit of an interesting story, I guess. It's not your average run-of-the-mill album recording.
Mm. Yeah, well, we recorded in a bungalow, mostly in my house in Northcote.
Yeah.
And we used the bungalow as a control room, ran all the cables, mic cables and things through the garden, in through a window and into my house, which we then used as the tracking area. We used different rooms in the house. Sometimes when we recorded the whole band at once, we used, you know, the dining room and the kitchen and the lounge room, each of us in a separate room. So, yeah, we recorded probably 90% of the album in that house.
Right.
And it's, I suppose, it's the sort of thing you can do these days. I know that some other bands are doing that too. You know, you can with a bit of, well, a lot of time and energy and learning, you can set up a studio, and you don't necessarily have to go to a sort of slick, you know, expensive studio anymore. Although there are definitely positives to that approach as well.
Yeah, would you go down that road again with the next album, or do you see yourself going to the studio and doing it, I guess, the right way, as the industry like to put it?
Yeah, well, you know, I guess the right way is whatever way suits the record that you're trying to make. And for that record, it seemed to suit perfectly. And I feel like you can feel the way that we recorded that album. You can feel the house and you can feel the space in those songs. But I think that to do it again, it would have to be different because, you know, if to try and use the same formula again, I just don't think it would work this time around. So, you know, we'll have to look at what sort of record we want to make, and, you know, we'll have to shape how we make it around that.
Yeah, I can say, though, that I don't think we'll ever record... Well, I shouldn't say never, but I can't see us recording our next album all in a studio. I would imagine that we'll always use elements of that approach that we used on this record, because a lot of those elements just suit the music we play and suit the people we are. And so there will always be some of that, I think, in our recording process.
And not to mention the flexibility that, you know, having some sort of setup of your own, the flexibility that gives you.
Which I need.
Sure.
Yeah, to create, which we all need, to create and write and get into our space and into the right zone for the songs.
Excellent. Now, we're going to head into one of the tracks, well, we're going to hear two in a row, actually, of the tracks you've chosen. We're going to kick it off with the Beach Boys, actually. Tell us a little bit about that track and why you decided to choose this one.
The Beach Boys, God Only Knows, from Pet Sounds, one of our favourite records of all time. That song is, to me, that's I like that song because it's stunning on the first listen, and you can keep coming back to it, you know, hundreds of times, and there's still so much more you can take from that song, particularly the way that the melody works over the chord changes. I think they're really beautiful.
Excellent. Well, we're going to hear it right now here on Joy 94.9. You're on Bandcamp with Adam and special guest co-hosts Gideon and Husky from Husky. You're on Joy 94.9. Joy 94.9, Bandcamp with Adam and guest co-hosts Husky and Gideon from Husky. They picked a few tracks for us, the Savo, and they're telling us all about the brand new album Forever So, which is in stores right now. And we just heard the amazing Leonard Cohen with Hey, That's No Way to Say Goodbye. Any particular reason for that one, apart from just awesomeness?
Awesomeness is the main reason. It's a song that I grew up singing and playing with my older sister. And so It's off a record called Songs of Leonard Cohen. It's his first record, and I would list that as one of the records that changed my life. And growing up singing that song. It was one of the songs I feel like I cut my teeth on. I sort of learnt to sing and learnt to play and learnt what a good song was, a perfect song, perhaps.
Cool. Are you ever tempted to do covers in a Husky set? Do they ever pop up?
Mm-hmm. Yep, we have been doing covers recently at most of our shows. We generally choose an old song that we all love, and typically we go for songs that aren't really that well known, and we'll often do some sort of three-part arrangement, some sort of vocal arrangement, or take it somewhere interesting with the arrangement. Yep. So recently we've been doing a Snooks Eglins song by an old R&B singer called... what's it called? Every Dog Has His Day?
People Are Talking.
It's called People Are Talking, and our drummer, Luke Collins, plays guitar on this one.
Excellent. Mm. Great. The covers are the new black now, aren't they? Everyone's loving a cover.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess, I mean, growing up seeing bands always played covers, I feel like.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's a way to kind of perhaps give the audience a bit of a different perspective on you.
Exactly, yeah.
It's, you know, it's something perhaps out of your comfort zone. It's not a song that I've heard you sing before. There's dangers with it, you know. You don't want to stuff up a great song.
Very true, yeah.
I find it hard choosing covers to play.
Yeah. Now, Forever So, are there plans to take it overseas?
There are plans, I suppose. Yeah, at the moment we're very, very much focusing on the release here. It's only just been released, so we've got lots of stuff to do here first. But we're certainly looking forward to a time when the time is right to taking it overseas, yeah.
Cool. You seem like two pretty relaxed kind of guys. Do you look into the future that far ahead, or do you just see how things pan out and take it as it comes, I guess?
We're very relaxed. Yeah. We don't ever stress about the future.
Definitely the latter. We think a lot about the future and the past and the present. Yeah. We're actually not that relaxed at all, really.
It's all a facade, is it?
Yeah, that's what we're going for, but it seems to be working pretty well.
It is. All right, we're going to hear another track from the album, actually, if that's cool with you guys.
Right.
If you want to pick another one to give a spin.
Sure.
I'm going to pick the last one, so don't double up with
You're
me.
You're going to pick the last one, okay.
Sure.
I would probably choose The Woods as another track to play, unless that's the one you wanted
to. No, it wasn't. No, that's fine. All right, here's The Woods by Husky here on Joy 94.9. You're on Bandcamp. Bandcamp with Adam Todden, special guest co-host Husky and Gideon from Husky on Joy 94.9. We just heard from Grizzly Bear with Southern Point. Tell us about that choice, guys.
So Grizzly Bear, I mean, typically we always lean towards listening to old music. Grizzly Bear for us are a band who are a new band or a contemporary band who we love. And they combine great songwriting with great musicianship and great production on their records. And Southern Point, particularly the way all of the textures work in this song and all the parts come together, is very inspiring. We were listening to this record a lot during the making of Forever So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just on production, tell us about the production of Forever So.
Yeah, well, we produced it ourselves, which was a pretty big undertaking.
Yeah.
For us, we'd never worked on any sort of serious producing, but I guess we started out with some strong ideas about how we wanted things to sound. I guess those things changed a little bit throughout the making, and it was obviously.
A lot, probably.
Probably a lot, and it was a big,
which is
you
good.
Know,
yeah,
that, yeah, absolutely. To be, you know, to have idea, you know, to have solid ideas, but to also be flexible with them. I guess that's probably a good way to get, you know, the creative juices flowing. But yeah, it was a big learning experience for us. But looking back on it, I'm so glad that's the way we chose to do it, because it just gave us the control and the freedom that we needed to make this record.
Are you all sort of on the same sort of page, I guess, when you're recording and producing?
Yeah, I think most of the time we are. I mean, Gideon and I spent a lot of the time in the studio producing things and writing parts, and as well as, you know, the four of us who spent a lot of time arranging things and recording the songs. There are obviously times we disagree,
yeah,
or we have different ideas, but we never seem to have a problem finding a common ground, not so far anyway. So fingers crossed that continues.
Cool, excellent. We're going to hear another choice of yours. We're going to hear from The Doors now. Very nice track, Touch Me. Tell us about this one.
Well, I guess for me this one's just, I mean, The Doors, firstly, you know, one of the bands, well, I think they're one of the great bands, and for lots of reasons. And one of the things about The Doors is that they have, you know, a big part of their sound is keys. And that's, I think, same goes for us, which is not necessarily the sort of traditional set up for a band. The other thing about this song is it just makes me feel good.
It's fun.
It just makes me feel
good. And it makes you sing your heart out.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Gets the toes tapping.
Yeah, definitely.
Here it is on Joy 94.9. You're on Bandcamp with Adam and Gideon and Husky from Husky. Joy 94.9, Adam with you here on Bandcamp with special guest co-hosts Gideon and Husky from Husky. They're in to talk about their brand new album, Forever So, and they're going to play the latest single from that, Dark Sea, at the end of the interview. We just heard one of their selections, Neil Young with Old Man. Tell us about that selection, guys.
This is another song I grew up on from the album Harvest. And this song and the album, I think, taught me a lot about songwriting.
Yep.
You know, both lyrics and music. And Harvest was also a record that we listened to a lot during the recording of Forever So, especially in order to, you know, we listened to the instruments on the record, the guitars and the drums and the bass and this, it was sort of a reference for how we wanted our instruments to sound.
Fantastic. Now, we're lucky enough to have you play an acoustic version of Dark Sea for us here at Joy, and then we're going to slip into another track from the album, which I'm going to choose. You chose the other two. So I'm going to go with my favourite track off the album, which is Don't Tell Your Mother. Can you tell us a little bit about that track? Because I'm intrigued to know sort of the history behind it. I'm a bit nosy, so.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you chose that song.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like that song too. I think it's just a running away song. You know, there are lots of them. Lots of songs are about that. It's a song about running away, disappearing, you know, leaving your worries and your real life behind.
Yeah, I think it's a song on maybe on more of a surface value without getting too involved in what the song's about, but everyone can relate to that one.
Yeah, definitely.
You can relate it to your life easily, yep. I think.
We've all been there, haven't we?
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. Excellent. Well, we're going to hear that one after we hear you guys pump out Dark Sea for us. Looking forward to that. A reminder to everyone, the album Forever So is in stores and online now. There's a string of dates up for the national tour kicking off November 6, including right here in Melbourne on November 24. So head to huskysongs.com for all the info and links to Facebook as well. And a massive thank you to Husky and Gideon from Husky for spending their set day arvo with us. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Become our friend on Facebook. Search for Bandcamp Joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.